Got a quick programming note for you here. Make sure that you mark down next Monday and Tuesday as shows you must hear, either live or on podcast. We're going back on the road, part of the No Fault Reality Tour. We're going to go out and find real stories of what's happening with the changes to No Fault Insurance, how it affects patients, how it affects providers, how it might affect you and your family. So we'll be on the road in Warren on Monday, Troy on Tuesday, special editions of the program, as we're just trying to find out how the changes to No Fault Insurance will affect everybody who lives and drives here in Michigan. So don't miss that. My next guest, Shadrach Straley, senior capital reporter for the Great Lakes News. Shad, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for having me.
Had some conversations yesterday about, voters, not politicians, and some things that are going on. By the way, if you want to be on the commission, which is 13 people, it's supposed to be 4 Republicans, 4 Democrats, and 5 allegedly unaffiliated people. You can apply now online. I'm looking at the application, but there's a lot more going on, isn't there?
There definitely is. So yesterday, of course, was the official announcement by Jocelyn Benson, the Secretary of State, that the application process would be opened. But earlier this week, Michigan members, voters, not politicians, sat down with Republican legislative leaders and some more conservative-leaning advocacy organizations kind of to discuss their next docket of objectives. So this includes getting rid of revolving door policies when it comes to legislators becoming lobbyists, increasing term limits, opening the legislature and the governor to FOIA.
So wait a second. That's a whole list of things, Shad, and maybe we should back up and go through these one at a time. This was not part of what was on the referendum, is it?
No, it is not. So I guess voters, not politicians, decided that 60% of the electorate was enough for them to consider 2018 a great victory. So they're moving on. They're looking for bigger slices of reform. And because of that, they're looking for support from more establishment politicians. They did a lot of speaking tours and group listening tours over the course of the last year and found that a lot of the members of voters, not politicians, at the grassroots leaders, were very upset with Republicans to the point where they might be looking to build some goodwill. So, the more high-profile case, of course, is Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey kind of being tentatively on board with their term limit increase.
So let's talk about that for a minute. Limit increase, that's kind of important. Michigan has term limits. I'm not a fan of term limits, never have. I feel term limits are decided by voters, is a general rule for me. But having said that, Michigan has term limits. I think it's, you can have 3 terms in the state house and 2 terms in the state senate and 2 terms if you're governor, and that's where it ends. What do we know now? Well, what's the proposal?
So they're suggesting that we change that to 20 years total for the House and Senate. Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey has voiced support for it, at least in the closed doors, and his public persona have said that he is, he has an open ear. Shirkey's not necessarily the kind of person to go, whole hog on something so quickly, and
right,
especially with an organization like Voters Not Politicians. But moving it to 20 years to increase the longevity, give the legislative members some time to cut their teeth and become more seasoned leaders before they get revolved out. So, and speaking of revolved out, there's the revolving door. That's always kind of been something that's an axe that Voters Not Politicians has been grinding based on people leaving the legislature and joining advocacy organizations. They were not able to find very many people in Lansing in support of that. It's a super dangerous detriment to most politicians' wallets because, if you're making the investment to become somebody in Lansing, then you're going to want an exit strategy. So they're not necessarily seeing as much vocal support from Republicans or Democrats on that one.
So it just seems to me that there's a lot of things, and Shad, it sounds like there's a lot of things being put in here and discussed, again, that weren't originally part of the conversation. I thought it had to do with redistricting, and I thought it had to do with redrawing lines, and now all of these other things are in the mix. And meanwhile, If I'm not mistaken, there are still at least one or two lawsuits out there challenging the entire referendum as being unconstitutional. So are they getting ahead of themselves?
They just might be. As you mentioned, Republicans have, you know, Republicans and similar organizations have sued the Voters Not Politicians over the referendum because it explicitly excludes people who have been associated with partisan politics in any way, including their immediate family, if they have been associated. So if you worked for a politician's campaign 6 years ago, then your daughter could not be a member of the commission. So they are considering that a violation of First and 14th Amendment rights and are bringing that to court right now. So that's still in a battle. I mean, even with the application process, you go through all the trouble of applying with the application being up yesterday, you know, go have a public notary sign it, you know, fill everything out, make it to the last 200 semifinalists, and then have the court just knock it down. So, yeah, I mean, it's almost like, you know, going into the studio to record a sophomore album, you know, before the first one went platinum, you know, just kind of hoping to make it on the hype alone and get some more political victories on the board before things start to fall apart.
I'm going to go ahead and work on my second million because the first million is taking too long to get here. I got it. But a good analogy. Shadrach Straley from the Great Lakes News. By the way, you can find out more at greatlakesnews.org, greatlakesnews.org. Shad has some great original reporting there today. And I appreciate you being on the program as always, Shad. Have a great weekend.
Oh, thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
There you have it. Shadrach Straley again, greatlakesnews.org. If you're not checking it out, you should be because it's not a great original reporting from the heart of Michigan in the Capitol. He's the senior Capitol correspondent for Great Lakes News. Quick break. We'll be right back with the MERS report.